This is Akashvani. The news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day-long visit to Karnataka today. During the visit, he will flag off three Vande Bharat Express trains at KSR railway station in Bengaluru. It includes trains from Bengaluru to Belgavi, Amritsar to Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra and Nagpur Ajni to Pune. Thereafter, the Prime Minister will flag off Yellow Line of Bangalore Metro and undertake a metro ride from RV Road Ragigudda to Electronic City Metro Station. He will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of urban connectivity projects in Bengaluru and address a public function. Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone of Bangalore Metro Phase 3 project worth over 15,610 crore rupees. More from our correspondent.
Vande Bharat service to be dedicated by Prime Minister today will provide comfortable travel option to those travelling to Belagavi in North Karnataka. Vande Bharat service to Belagavi was very eagerly awaited by the railway passengers as it will reduce travel time between the two cities. Another important project is related to Metro Yellow Line that connects Electronic City where top ITBT companies have their headquarters. This line will also ease traffic on Hosur Road that takes us to Tamil Nadu. The third phase of Namma Metro Network, once operationalized, will improve mobility by taking total metro network in the city to 220 kilometers. Sudhindra, Akashvani News, Bengaluru.
The Election Commission has said that it has delisted 334 registered unrecognized political parties which have failed to fulfill the essential condition of contesting even a single election for 6 years since 2019. The offices of these parties also could not be physically located anywhere. These 334 registered unrecognized political parties are from different states and union territories across the country. India has welcomed the understanding reached between the United States and the Russian Federation for a meeting in Alaska on 15th of this month. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs said this meeting holds the promise of bringing to an end the ongoing conflict in Ukraine and opening up the prospects for peace. It said, as Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said on several occasions, this is not an era of war. The ministry said India therefore endorses the upcoming summit meeting and stands ready to support these efforts. Bangladesh's Chief Election Commissioner CEC AMM Nasiruddin has said that the upcoming 13th Jatiyo Sanshad National Parliament elections will be held in the first half of February next year. He said the schedule may be announced in early December, 2 months before the elections. Talking to the reporters after a meeting with Rangpur Divisional Administration, the CEC said the commission is actively coordinating with divisional and local election officials to ensure smooth holding of the polls. In the aftermath of the recent disaster in Harsil and Dharali regions of Uttarkashi district of Uttarakhand, large-scale relief and rescue operations are underway. Uttarakhand Chief Secretary Anand Bardhan has directed all agencies involved to work in close coordination and divide the affected areas into sectors to ensure faster and more effective relief efforts. Inspector General of SDRF Arun Mohan Joshi has been appointed as the nodal officer for the ongoing operations. Since the devastating disaster on 5th of August, over 1,100 people have been safely rescued. India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall conditions over Uttarakhand and Himachal Pradesh during the next 7 days. It predicted similar conditions to continue over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Assam, Sikkim, Bihar, Meghalaya and Arunachal Pradesh during the next 6 to 7 days. According to the weather agency, heavy rainfall conditions are expected over coastal Andhra Pradesh, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Punjab, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Telangana, Uttar Pradesh and West Madhya Pradesh today. A strong performance from world number 5 Indian Grandmaster Arjun Erigyasi saw him defeat American Grandmaster Ray Robson to stay in sole second position behind Germany's Vincent Kamer after 3 rounds of the Quant Box Chennai Grandmasters tournament yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.